Lawyers for plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill case have reached an agreement with ExxonMobil to pay partial punitive damages for the 1989 spill. Lead plaintiff attorney Dave Esting says the company has agreed to pay about $383 million of the $507.5 million judgment made by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case.
We worked out an arrangement whereby Exxon, at Exxon's desire, to make a partial payment on the principal amount of the punitive damages that were awarded, or rather affirmed, by the United States Supreme Court. And they also asked for a holdback of $70 million of the amount of that judgment, based on the their desire to fight with us over the costs of their bond, post-judgment bond, for securing the judgment during the appeals.
The bond was first secured in 1996 for $5 million. Exxon posted the bond in the form of a letter of credit to prevent the plaintiffs from seeking immediate payment while the appeals process churned on. Exxon contends they are the prevailing party, and holding on to that bond credit for so many years has cost them $70 million. They want the plaintiffs to pay for it.
We obviously take the exact opposite view. And that is that that we're the prevailing parties. After all, we're collecting a lot of money right now, and will be when we litigate the interest, which we think we'll win. And therefore, they are the losing party, and they should bear their own costs, as the way the rules work. And so we'll be litigating the cost issues and the interest issues in the Ninth Circuit very shortly.
Interest on the damages would be about $488 million. Esting says plaintiffs could start seeing payments in October. He says a more definite schedule for payments and future litigation in the case should be decided by the end of this week. John Devens is the executive director of the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, which was set up in the wake of the Exxon Valdez spill to prevent future disasters. Devens was also mayor of Valdez in 1989 and says the lingering effects of the spill are still being felt.
Well, of course, in 1989, there was the zero tolerance, so there was no fishing. Some of the fishermen actually were able to get out and work on the spill a little bit, but they lost considerable amount of money. They lost their livelihoods. Some of them lost their boats. Some of them had to sell their permits. We still have no herring fishery in Prince William Sound. So, yeah, 89 was a disaster that is an ongoing disaster.
More than 33,000 fishermen, Alaska Natives, and others are plaintiffs in the case, but Devens notes that about 20% of the original claimants have died before receiving closure.